I would like to invite the children forward for the children's message. Good morning. I have a question for you all. Do you all pray before your meals? Yeah. All right, good. Do you pray before you go to sleep at night?
Me?
Me? Excellent. I like that energy. Sometimes. You don't pray all the time? So you're saying your dad sometimes reads you a story, and before you can pray, you just go straight to sleep, right? Yeah. Believe it or not, sometimes I've had a pretty busy day, and I get home at like 8 o'clock, and I look at my bed, and I say, I've missed you. And I just fall right asleep. And yes, pastors sometimes get so busy, he doesn't pray. That's not the best look. But you know, is there someone in our story today, in our gospel lesson, who was a bit busy? Who was that? I'm sorry, I heard it? Oh, no, Mary was at the feet of Jesus, but it was Martha, her sister. She's so busy getting everything ready. She's got house guests. There's like Jesus, the 12 disciples. It's like Thanksgiving dinner that she has to prepare. But she's so busy that she's forgotten that Jesus is in her house. She's forgotten that the Lord, who's is there with them, and is more focused on preparing the meal and cleaning the dishes than being with Jesus. Now, sometimes life is busy. Sometimes you fall asleep during prayer. Sometimes you're so hungry, maybe you don't pray before you eat. But I'm here to remind you always to put Christ first in your life. Let's take a moment to pray about that now. Dear Lord, Father in heaven, we ask that you give us hearts to be like Mary, to not be so busy, to always put you first in our lives. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.